Hello! We are here today without Smedberg, and I guess I'm doing introductions. So, to introduce what we've got, I'm Mirai.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Asher.
Okay, so he usually starts things off.
So that's a cool name. All right.
Let me tell you my last name.
I love your last name, by the way.
I love my last name, too, and that's why I'm going to propose to my wife in a body bag.
Wait, what?
Awesome. I'm curious now.
Oh, his last name. I remembered it.
I'll have to hear it later so that you don't get stalked via...
So, yeah. Usually Smedberg starts things off, so...
Yep. I guess that's me.
Pick a topic.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about YouTube.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
YouTube.
Okay, should it stay in school or should it be canceled?
I've never actually known it was actually there.
Like, you didn't know you could go on the computers?
Well, I know I could get on the computers, but I didn't know I could get onto YouTube because last year I don't even try. Well, I'm hardly ever on the computers.
If they decide to take away YouTube before Monday, my history grade is screwed because I have a video that I need to show for a presentation. So they better not. No.
So you use it for
I don't think
school.
Yeah.
So you do use it for school. Tell us about that.
Well, like, we had to do a report on... like a 5-minute presentation, we had to use different types of media, and we didn't want to use a PowerPoint because you feel obligated to like make the slides all cool and like all the animations and stuff, and I hate doing that. So we thought, hey, well, like make a movie trailer instead. So we made a movie trailer using iMovie, and then we uploaded it onto YouTube so we wouldn't have to go through the hassle of finding links and stuff, and like when you type in the name of the video, it's the first thing that pops up and everything. And so, yeah, it's very convenient to just sort of be able to upload your projects onto YouTube and then just use them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's fun on YouTube? Stuff you like to watch for fun, like clips or animation. Do you use it for bad things?
Let's define bad really quickly.
Improper use, like entertainment.
Okay.
At school.
Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it there. Okay. We understand that.
Yes.
Wait, no, not that way.
It wasn't implying that way.
Well, it never can go that way.
Okay,
no one was implying anything.
No.
Let's just keep it in entertainment.
Kristen's face was implying something, because you were like,
whatever.
Okay, so...
not implying.
Entertainment videos at school, so... I mean, I know I've seen in the library, I don't want to say I check out kids, but I do see kids using it for more entertainment, musical purposes. That's probably not what they should be used for at school. You know, I guess the question we should ask, is it more helpful to have YouTube available in school, at least at the computers, compared to otherwise not having it?
I think it would be useful. And
my teachers use YouTube to show us
they do.
Videos, so like...
Mm-hmm.
That'll be dumb if they take it away. The teachers will be mad, and the students will be mad.
So
maybe, like, if we enforce a rule that says you can't use it for your own personal entertainment, no one's going to follow that, because it's high school, really.
Yeah.
But still, like, people do use it for education, and as long as they're not looking up questionable things, then I think it should be fine.
Yeah.
So, but are you looking more like it should be okay for teachers, but not necessarily students, maybe?
Maybe, depending on if, you know, something of large consequence were to occur within, you know.
Like, they should be able, like, to ask permission to use YouTube before, or something along those lines.
Like for my project. Can I use YouTube to show this video? Sure. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like that.
People who don't get permission get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something I want to talk about, which I don't think I should, is about the cruddy computers. Honestly,
go for it.
No, really. They've got computers that are out of date by...
Don't diss Mr. Smedberg's computers.
Yeah,
I know
I
should.
He's
better than mine.
But he's not around, so I can actually diss him.
He's going to listen to this.
I know, he will. And I am putting a formal statement that the computers need... Oh, wait. Actually, you need funding first, don't you?
Yeah.
When you find, like, you know, $1 million, let us know. We'll fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want better computers.
At least we, like, don't have 2001s.
Oh, they've got the Macs, though, don't they?
like my computer at home.
I have like a 93 at home.
Gross!
I know. Okay. So my dad's like, we have an extra computer, let's just hook it up to the TV. I'm like, and then he went out and bought a monitor, and so we have this crappy old computer at our house.
An amazing monitor.
Yeah. I'm just glad that the printers are so fast. That's all I care about. You know, printing current events at lunch. Crap, I forgot! You know, it takes like 2 seconds to print it.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. So you use, well, let's talk about how we use YouTube otherwise, because you're saying your current events, you know, you're using it for a school project. Are there any other ways that you can use YouTube?
One way I use it is tutorials when I'm in 3D animation.
Okay, but so you're in...
That's off campus.
Even in, like...
Yeah, that is off campus.
If you look on YouTube, you could probably find something math-related. And if you don't understand one math problem, and then you can look it on YouTube, and they'll show you.
Okay.
I think the number of people that actually use it, unless you do use it, do you do that?
My mother does it.
Well, someone does it.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody uploaded the video, so people must be doing it.
That's not how it's usually done in
high school. I've never done that.
I don't think anybody would do it.
I usually just, you know, like, open my textbook and read how to do it, because they have it in there.
A lot of people have more, like, kind of like a hands-on, more of a... thinking perspective.
Yeah. Oh, I know how you use YouTube. Last year, in Japanese 1, it was like the end of the year, and we were like, let's do something Japanese-related, because this is Japanese class, and that, you know, it makes sense, it's applicable. So, that's the word of the week, is applicable, FYI. We found this Japanese video, and we were just watching it, and, like, he told us to pick out words that we knew, and we would get extra credit for them, and it was fun. And it was an awesome video, too, and we looked it up on YouTube. So that was semi-end-of-the-year educational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even learning kind of, like, a language almost might help. Just, like, hearing the language and trying to figure out what it means.
That's the whole point of learning a language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Use YouTube for it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Hey, did either of you know Smedberg before the podcast, or...?
Yeah, I'd seen him around, but I'd never actually talked to him.
Did he seem like a scary guy?
Not really.
He's no.
Gonna listen to this, he's gonna smack you so hard.
He might.
No. Scary?
I mean...
I might just have to do it for him.
No, I've noticed that a lot of people don't like Smedberg, and it's...
Why?
I think it's more of like he enforces the rules.
He enforces the rules.
Well, that's a good thing.
Occasionally,
exactly.
But... And some people kind of get...
He really is going to slap you.
I mean, look, like today, for example, yeah, the library was closed during lunch.
Yeah.
Did I even notice that?
Yes.
Oh,
Because of teacher training.
Yeah, but I was kicked out.
Well,
I'll be kicked out next time. But, I think he's biased.
Okay.
Yeah, really, let's stop talking about him. Otherwise, I will. There will be blood in the fridge, is what I might say.
Oh, why in the fridge?
Because I want to drink it later. Why not?
You gotta cool it down before you drink it. Like, you know, you don't want to drink warm vegetable juice. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Or
warm
if you
milk.
Have to drink vegetable juice, you'd want to drink it cold.
Mm-hmm. Most drinks you'd like cold.
Yeah. Like
what about spinach juice?
Like water.
I've never had spinach juice.
What if? During Halloween, they gave us spinach instead of candy.
It'd be hilarious.
I would be so mad.
There were so many people that, like, when I was little, they'd give me apples, and then, like, my mom, we'd come home, and I'd pick up all the apples and just throw them away because she was afraid someone had, like, injected drugs or something. So
That's why they say that you have to have, like, prepackaged foods now for Halloween is because people that didn't like children put razors in apples and be all like, here you go, small child.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's a
scary
world
kind of
we live
it's a,
in.
It's a law.
I see. Really?
Yeah. You have to have prepackaged candy.
Or you can get arrested or
pretty much.
Interesting.
At least that's what I've been told since I was young.
Yeah.
Wait, who still goes trick or treating?
I'm considering it this year, just dress up as a robot or something, just walk around town.
Would you please?
So tempting.
My brother's gonna sit on my porch and just be like still, dressed up like a scarecrow or something. And so the little children come up and they get their candy and then they close the door and then he's gonna like attack them. Not attack them, but pretend to attack. So, like,
he's going to bludgeonly murder them and then hide them in the fridge.
You've gotta be careful about that.
Well, she won't touch them.
Well, talking about stun guns.
Well, no, there was a video of a guy who was doing that. He was sitting in a chair, staying still, and he would scare people as they came up. And then there was this, you know, very big man that came up, and he put his hand in the bowl to get candy. He scared him, and the guy just got freaked out so much. I probably broke his jaw. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my gosh. A couple of years ago, I dressed up as a scarecrow and sat on my front porch to scare people. And my mom was like, "Do you want to poke the scarecrow?" And I thought, And then this girl was like my neighbor that like was offered to poke, you know, me as the scarecrow. And I was sitting in the suit and I thought, this is an interesting development. And then she drew back her fist and punched me in the face.
That's awful.
She screamed really loud when I went, ow! It was like...
That would make a great video. Speaking of videos.
It was so funny.
Back to YouTube. What's your favorite stuff?
Yeah, speaking of videos, what are some of your favorite YouTube videos?
Film Cow. Charlie Unicorn.
Detective Mittens.
Yes.
Llamas with Hats.
Double Again.
Llamas with Hats 2.
Marshmallow People.
Three. Honestly, I think some of the stuff on YouTube is just stupid.
Huh?
Some of it is, it's I agree. Stupid. Like Fred.
Well,
I don't
it's like probably engineering
Fred.
Students that don't want to study.
Fred.
Okay.
I don't know what Fred is.
It's about this guy that really has a high-pitched voice, and he runs around screaming.
That sounds really dumb.
He's like
Fred.
He's a teenager that...
has issues.
His internet persona is a 5-year-old. He's very famous and it's very sad, but
yeah.
Sure. I like Mr. Tim with
Mr.
an N.
Tim.
Who's Mr. Tim?
Benji.
I've heard some good ones from my brother. It's like one is Freddy View. That one I heard from everyone.
Well,
there's also
Nidahiga,
yeah. And then there's one more guy.
Well, there's a lot. There's Ray William Johnson's.
There's another Asian.
There's another Asian. Oh.
There's two Asians. There's Nidahiga, and then
there's Nidahiga and Freddie W.
No, and there's another guy.
I don't remember who the other guy is.
I don't remember
is
him either.
Is he the dude that, like,
makes... Tobuscus.
Don't know.
Oh, gosh. Literal trailers?
I don't watch things. I mean...
Yeah, no, it's sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
Now we got Tobuscus. What other internet celebrities?
Who's the guy that, like, does the beach house thing? Have you seen that?
The beach house thing.
If anyone... out there knows what I'm talking about. It's like the quote goes, "I'm sorry about the beach house. Forget about the beach house, man."
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. See, I can't remember his name.
So,
just choose one. Which one?
Wait, what? Where's that from?
It's like these guys like break into this grocery store and. The main dude is like looking at the two types of cereal and like he's debating which one.
That's Freddie W.
Yeah.
Freddie W.
He does a lot of stuff. Cardboard Warfare. That's funny.
Oh. The one that did Dubstep.
Wait, Cardboard Warfare. Freddy V didn't do Cardboard Warfare.
Someone did. No, he did. He did.
No,
he did one or two, I think.
He's done fake battles, but he didn't do Cardboard Warfare.
Who did that one then?
Another group.
Hmm.
I don't know the name.
Yeah. The Beach House. That's funny. The Beach House.
Oh wait, what's one? Have you seen the Fire Hands?
Freddy W.
No.
That's an easy one. It's where they're all, where he's with his friends and they're like rubbing their hands really fast, and then the first one to light their hands on fire wins.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like an awful game.
Oh,
it's like
they did like a non-official video where like they found out that one of their cats was racist or something. Like they would show them pictures of different people, and then like when it got into a certain race of people, the cat started growling.
That's awful.
Barack Obama. You know, George Bush. Silence. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It's awful.
It's terrible. It was really funny, though, but, like, bad, you know.
So, speaking of recent internet media, I'm just curious, has anyone seen Going to the Store?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're not...
See that on Halloween, you will...
Die?
Soil your pants.
No, you won't.
Ah.
No. Or you punch it.
No,
I mean,
it'd be Slender Man that does that.
Slender Man?
Yeah.
Who's Slender Man?
Slender Man's a very, very tall man without a face, and he steals children.
Is he slender?
That's awful.
Oh, he's very slender. But these days, everybody's pretty much made fun of him, just like America's, demeans the meaning of ninja and all the
Wait,
other.
So you two haven't seen Going to the Store?
Ninja. America has.
No,
just look up, you know, look up what America has done to ninjas, and they've demeaned them. It's too bad.
Okay, what if that music was playing during Halloween?
Makes me sad.
In
ninjas
Going
are
to the
awesome.
Store.
I know, and that's the kind of American stuff that gets in your head. It's like ninjas are awesome, and everybody wants to be a ninja, and then you go and.
Find people that don't know how to be ninjas.
And then
find people that want to be ninjas, and you're like, okay, you have no
you
idea what
you're
dealing
with. You can't be a ninja. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm a ninja. Fight me. Fist fight. What?
Yes.
No.
Just,
ninjas are stealthy.
Just those people.
Like, if they're seen, they have to get out of there. That's what ninjas do.
I watched a documentary on ninjas the other day. It was very interesting.
I love ninjas.
So
I couldn't be a ninja, but
me neither.
I can pretend to be a ninja, you know, an American ninja.
Oh.
Like eating food in class without anyone noticing.
Ask a ninja.
Not that I do that.
Ask a ninja.
Mira, you're a ninja?
What?
The closest one here that could be a ninja. But
It's true.
You guys have never heard of Ask a Ninja, another famous YouTube personality?
Mm-mm.
No.
YouTube
Yancat.
Is infinite.
Everyone's seen Yancat.
Oh, the funny thing is that they'll put, like, I've seen like this one channel that it will they'll take movie scenes from like Star Wars and Signs.
Obi-Wan Kenobi gets nyan'd.
Yeah. Just kind of like that stuff, and then they have like, and then so and the Obi-Wan, you know that one? It was like from the fourth movie, and it, you know
fourth
when
episode
whatever.
Yeah.
And then so you know when R2 is like showing a message of Leia, they replaced Leia with Neon Cat, but they kept the reaction the same.
And they just kind of look at each other like, huh.
Like, Yancat. Really?
So how often do you guys spend time on YouTube? Because I'm just curious if any of you guys have been Rickrolled. I'm sure you guys have, but
I actually have not.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Rickrolled? Rick Astley?
Oh, I've been Rickrolled several times.
What's Rickrolled?
I got Rickrolled and I lost the game all in one day.
And then you're...
Because it was like, Rickroll just lost the game.
Your eyelids got too heavy and you had to manually keep them open. You're now manually breathing.
Wait.
You're reading this in my voice.
I was actually just looking up Rickrolled videos the other day.
What's Rickroll?
Rickroll is where you usually, on a forum or some sort of communication, you send a video over to somebody and it's... Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. I have the song for you, but I don't want to pay royalties, so. But Rick Astley's pretty cool about it.
I'm confused. I've heard the song.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah.
Never Gonna Let You Down.
Oh, gosh, okay. Just so everybody knows, Mila's gonna be Rickrolled soon. It's gonna be awesome.
All right.
So,
don't access my Facebook for maybe 3 weeks. I'll be safe. Okay.
I wonder if it was going to be through Facebook.
Plan
you don't have my
four
email.
Weeks.
Wait, you do.
Hmm?
You gotta be careful.
What? Don't go on that email. Only use those three. Okay.
Okay. So, well, now that we've had our fun with internet videos and such, what's going on in the next week?
What happened this week first?
This week.
Oh,
I think.
Well, I guess what's happening this week.
Yeah.
Nothing happened this week, and I can say it with confidence! And really loudly.
Well, I hurt my back, but that was the most exciting thing all week.
We're going to,
look
back on this
week
in, 20 years and be like, hey, it's the week nothing happened, you know?
Yeah, really, nothing did happen this week.
No,
it's like tests, blah.
Choir went to Tabernacle. Day.
Oh, that's cool.
Choir went to Tabernacle.
Yeah, and I'm saying general choir because that means
like
men's choir, women's choir, concert
all branches.
Choir, ensemble.
It's like saying whale went barnacle.
Not quite.
What? I don't catch your logic.
The,
I don't know.
The context is slightly different.
Let me how you can say that.
They went
in
to
English
the
class.
Tabernacle.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They went to see the tabernacle.
Well, we went to the tabernacle, and then tabernacle choir
hey, what if
rehearsing.
A whale tried to see its own barnacle?
Hey, we're talking about the tabernacle right now.
I don't know.
We're not talking about the
subjects. No, really. Can a whale see its own barnacles? Unless it was, actually on top of its eye.
What kind of a question is that?
I'm confused.
It's like a dog chasing his tail. I think.
Whales have barnacles? This is new to me. I don't understand.
You didn't... Never mind. So choir went to the tabernacle.
Whales.
Did they listen to the tabernacle choir sing?
Kind of. It was a rehearsal, so it was more. Yeah, it was a rehearsal, and so I guess they're doing the show, the full show to tonight, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday, and that's supposed to be free, but they're sold out. And, you know, we,
how can a free show be sold out?
Well, everybody took the tickets and stuff, because they're, you know, yeah. So, yeah, usually the Tabernacle Choir gets things sold out, but, yeah, a lot of the choir went to that. We usually had more than 100 students, I know that much, that showed up, maybe 200. I'm not sure how many are in all the different choirs, but
wow.
It was very interesting. A choir had sung in Latin.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
They
That's
did,
cool. I could do that.
Did several movements.
Wait, so you
we
went,
left.
Didn't you?
Well, yeah. How else would I know not know about it?
I didn't know you were in choir.
I'm in men's choir.
Why?
Because he cannot.
Why not?
I'm better than you.
Why aren't
I don't
you
have
in men's
choir?
Choir?
Yeah,
you should be
in
men's
choir.
Choir. Be in men's choir. Do it.
Yeah, neither, none of the three of you have one karaoke.
Huh?
The Japanese club karaoke.
No.
Last year.
My mom
it's a good thing
to
too.
We forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember
going,
the experience, so let's
yeah.
continue.
Anyway.
Was everybody terrible? Or did
one
no
guy
one
was.
Show up?
Well, he's half Japanese, so you know he's like at least half good. That much. It's just a stereotypical
not,
thing.
Not all Asians are good at singing, you know.
Uh-uh.
No, but he no. does, he has that
I know
Japanese
one that
gene.
Isn't good.
Huh?
Let's continue.
I'm not Asian.
I'm not talking about
that. Oh my gosh.
You weren't there.
One day comment of the week, I'm not Asian.
I was talking about me.
You don't have an A. I'm not Asian.
To stereotype how Asians are just
no,
perfect.
I've,
let's not
well,
do that.
Not, I'm
you
not
know?
Trying to be stereotypical right now. Maybe later.
Yeah, all you white, excuse me for the racial comment, all you white people are imperfect. You all get B's.
That's not
C's
true.
Maybe.
Asian gangster doesn't work. Just
yeah, you don't get to just throw in slurs into your normal speaking language now. Your own
yeah.
speaking language.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You don't just get to like throw like, never mind. Okay.
Weird
what
things.
Else is happening this next week? Let's get off this topic.
Mm. Let's see.
Next week.
You know, this week, next week. Okay.
Probably lots of homework.
Yes.
Oh.
Always lots
hey,
of homework.
Hey, what's with homecoming? I don't get it.
Oh, it's late this year.
Late?
Yeah,
oh.
It's like on October 8th or 7th or something.
What's
that
late?
Weekend. Homecoming. Oh, yeah. I've heard it's like going to be at Cottonwood or something. Because we don't
what?
Have a football.
That doesn't make any sense.
We
oh,
don't
yeah,
have
we don't
any
have
football
a football
field.
Field.
We don't have one.
We still
field.
Have,
okay,
like,
now
you
I'm
know,
really
a lunch room.
Homecoming football game is probably going to be at Cottonwood.
Oh, okay, I'm like...
Unless, you know, you want to play
yeah,
football around the construction
over
site. That,
we don't
that'd
have
be
a
cool.
football field.
I wasn't talking about the
get
football.
Run over by the trucks.
Broga.
Okay.
Are they going to do the torch run?
I don't know.
That'd be weird, doing it from
yeah,
up there all the way to Skyline or something.
Yeah.
It'd be
I don't think they, yeah. I think they got rid of the torch thing, too.
Okay.
Over there.
Maybe they saved it and moved it.
Probably. What?
I don't
oh,
know
does anybody
it.
Know about sports? I didn't think so.
Yeah. Well, sports. I know there's a football game tonight.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah.
Where?
There's one on every Friday. I don't know.
There's always a football game somewhere.
Who?
Yes. Yesterday,
when?
I remember.
Olympus versus something. Someone. Someone.
Okay, someone.
But it doesn't play. Matter because we're gonna beat them.
Yeah, pretty
yeah.
much.
West Lake. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I thought West Lake was
who knows?
Junior high.
Remember. Speaking of sports, yesterday I remember women's volleyball did well. From what I hear, they're
woo! Wait, volleyball's already in session?
That's I guess so. I guess right, they're
then.
Undefeated.
Okay.
I don't know, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Okay, at the beginning
sports.
Of seeing the season saying someone's undefeated isn't very impressive, just so you know.
I think it's impressive.
Two games? One
it sounds
game?
It mm-hmm. sounds impressive.
It does.
Wow, they
same.
Won one game, they're
yeah.
undefeated.
Or if
what?
They didn't if they didn't lose, that means they're undefeated.
Yeah.
So if they never played a game, they've never lost.
I used to be on junior jazz basketball and like my team was undefeated for like 4 years in a row. And then these one girls that we played totally cheated and we lost and the refs knew that they were cheating. And my dad, he's not the type to like
let
freak out about stuff
oh.
like that, but he freaked out. Like, he went up to the other coach and he was like, excuse me, can I talk to you? I was like, Dad, let's go.
I was like, let's just go.
Let's not spread out. What's the term?
Gossip? Rumors?
Yeah,
let's,
this happened
yeah,
several
about,
years ago.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Like,
let's just not go claiming things that we may have to get a suit for or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, because being sued would suck, and I don't think Emily is qualified.
Yeah. Emily's our fake lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love him.
Handles all the fake lawyer situations. Yeah. It's very helpful in a fake sort of way.
Yes.
What if I had to draw with my mouth?
That is a random comment, and I don't know how to respond to that.
No, really. What if you couldn't draw with your hands and you had to draw with your mouth?
Then you draw with your mouth.
How would that look in class? Like, you had a doodle because you were impulsive, and you, like, had to put the pencil in your mouth.
I think everyone would stare, and I think the teacher would stop the lesson going, what are you doing?
No, but I mean,
just
like,
everyone look at me, Ryan. Let's all make fun of him for a minute. Like, he's drawing with his mouth. What's up with that?
What is this?
What if you had to draw with ink and your mouth? Oh, that's not a good idea.
What if you could stop asking weird questions?
Yeah. Why are you getting these questions from anyway? We were talking about basketball, and you got drawing from your mouth.
What if suddenly all colors turned leopard print?
We're not playing the what if game, okay?
I am so confused.
No, we have,
I think
have
you ignore me.
No,
that.
Wouldn't
that
be
interesting?
Do we have cookies here?
Me again.
Do we?
Keeps
no, we don't.
I noticed he's ignoring you.
He is.
He's just an ignorer. That's what he does for a living.
Yeah, you're
nothing.
Ignoring me.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, figured. Most guys do ignore me. I mean...
okay, is there anything else we need to bring up in the time frame we have left?
No. But we can just talk.
Talking's fun, I like it.
Let's ask a random question.
I guess we could talk more
like,
about
what if,
videos.
No, never mind. What if you had to draw with your
I
mouth?
I like talking about videos.
Let's talk about videos.
Yeah,
videos.
Let's talk about videos. And
videos? What kind of videos?
Let's talk about more internet videos.
The internet
I don't like talking about internet videos.
Well, that's because you're not on the internet.
You're right.
A noob.
Hey, I play games and I'm pretty good.
Like what?
Even like what Eternal. Games do you play?
There's another one called Remnant Knights. Both RPGs, both really good. And then there's also League of Legends. Now, you don't play that.
Yeah, I know I don't play that.
Noob.
I don't know
noob.
Why.
Noob.
Well, I already know why. Guild Wars 2 is better.
What?
Guild Wars 2, when it comes out, will always be better.
It's true. It's true. Amen.
I am so lost.
No, it won't.
You're not a geek, Kristen.
I can tell you right now, League will be just
I'm
as
geek all the way.
Before, even when Guild Wars 2 comes out.
No, nerd applies to when you get like a 4.0. Geek is when you're like a gamer.
No, I'm not a gamer.
Geek,
no,
geek
implies you're
geek.
Smart. Geek stands for General Electrical and Engineering Knowledge.
Amazing.
I know. I don't
thought
yeah.
it was the other way around.
Nope, and
wait,
nerd is more in the sense that
what?
You have the scientific,
general
like, sci-fi and fantasy,
engineering, no. Oh,
pop culture references,
I'm
that kind
nerd,
of thing.
Then.
So,
I'm
yeah.
a nerd.
Most people are more nerds, and a lot of the time they do a bad job at it.
So what am I?
You're kind of...
You're an Asian.
Stop the stereotype.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Goodness.
So, but
it was too tempting.
Yeah, geek stand. Yeah, that's what geek stands for, and so nerd is.
Who watches Blue Exorcist here?
It's an anime that nobody. Well,
what?
That no one likes.
No, nobody here.
No,
it's
a really
I've heard
good
about
series.
It. I'd like to watch it.
But I read more manga than watch anime. I have more
watch
time
ponies
to read.
This weekend, so no.
I watch Asian dramas. They're good.
Okay, Durahaha.
That's I watched up to episode 7.
Is that the weird alien thing?
No.
It's, okay.
It does have a headless lady in it.
Hey! He gave away a big part!
Dude, you find out in the first episode.
No, I thought it was a guy until the third.
Spoilers! Snape kills Dumbledore.
You want to know
that was a huge thing when the sixth book came out. Everyone was like, Snape kills Dumbledore. Everyone was like, no!
But
he was already dead.
I read that, and then my friend
what?
Ruined it.
Dumbledore's
awful.
Dumbledore was already dead when Snape killed him.
Yeah.
He was dying. He wasn't deceased.
Yeah, he was dying. Exactly my point. But you can call someone dying dead already. Like,
you could.
I guess.
Ash is already dead.
What? No, I'm dancing.
He's jigging on the side.
Running Manny.
Imagine a man with a green shirt and pants, I suppose.
I'd hope I'm wearing
pants. I'm glad you're wearing pants, yeah.
I'm glad I'm wearing pants, too, because this could be awkward.
Very much so.
I'm glad I'm wearing pants.
Moral of the story today is wear pants and...
nothing will be awkward.
Yep.
Unless you make it so.
And don't go on Facebook at school.
Facebook is...
Can you?
I don't like it.
Oh, there's a mobile Facebook.
Oh, well, mobile Facebook, whatever.
No, just
I don't like Facebook.
Cool.
Anyway,
but that wasn't mentioned.
Use YouTube for education.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woohoo.
You have plenty of time.
Education, yes.
Wait, we really just spent 30 minutes talking.
Yep.
Okay, well, have fun, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Go.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye. For a long period of time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.